Dear friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on Korbas Omer, Isser Achilas Chodosh. In the previous shiur, we presented numerous kashas on the sugya. Now we are going to get to the resolution, Mirtz Hashem. And we are going to base ourselves again on the Sefer Beis Matisyahu. It's a wonderful, wonderful Sefer on Menachos, and this is in Siman Lamed. So, writes the author, Arav Hirschman Shlita, "Vanira bebir kol zeh shenechaku amaroi ma yisoda v'gidro shel Isser Chodesh." So apparently, what's happening here in this sugya that we discussed at length in the previous shir is there's a fundamental machlokas. What's the yisod? What's the gedra of Isser Chodesh? According to Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, "Be'emes ein Isser Chodesh karuch im mitzvah hakrabas ha'omer." The mitzvah of Chodesh is not interconnected to the mitzvah of Hakrabas Omer. Rather, it's an Isser Atzmi, it's an independent Isser, not to eat from the Tuach Chodesh ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh. As you remember, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish hold that the Isser is an ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh until Heira Mizruch of Tezayin. And besides that, there's also an Isser Chodesh, besides the Isser of Chodesh, there's another Isser, Shel Yochli Mimenu ad Hakrabas Omer. And besides that, there is an Isser not to eat from it until that Korbas HaOmer. So like the Shagas Aryeh said in the previous shir, they're both the Surei Lav. Just the Isser Rishon is an Isser Atzmi v'gufatua chadasha. It's an Isser Atzmi in the Etzem Tavua. And maybe the reason for the Isser is like Isser Orla, that the Yisod of Isser Orla, explained Rav Leibel Mintzberg, Zechet Tzadik Livracha, is She'ein Roy Labar Yisrael Lecho Mitnuvas Sadeyu Techev Bereshis Smichas Peros. If it's not fitting for a Jewish person to eat from his field immediately when the fruits start growing, and therefore the Torah says, wait 3 years, Aser Bachila. You have to learn patience. That everything has to be instant. The Torah is teaching us anti-instant. So similarly, it would also appear in the Yisod of Isser Chodesh, She'es Sura Omid B'schus Atzmo. Even without the mitzvah of Omer, the Torah says, don't eat until Tezayin Nisan. From that day on, it's no longer considered Chodesh. Bemis, the name Chodesh is made on this Geder, that the Yisod of Isser is that it's Chodesh, it's new. The second it's, and not because you have to be Mafresh Omer. And the second it's Tezayin Nisan, that it's not considered new anymore. This is the new grain. Until then, it's new grain the whole year. And now that Tezayin Nisan passed, it's no longer new grain. So according to this, we can understand those who hold that the Isser Chodesh is Chal, even, and we said, but La Mitzvah, right? We said La Mitzvah, you should wait until the actual Hakrabas HaOmer. So that's what we explained from the Shagas Aryeh, that Miklash Kalash Isur, that it's a much weaker Isser. It's just Kedai to wait until your Makar of the Omer, but it's not totally Mamish in Hakrabas HaOmer, because the Ikar Isser is, the primary Isser is, Tez Zayin B'Nisan. So according to this, we can understand those who hold that the Isser Chodesh is Chal even on Tavuos Chutz Laretz. So since the Isser is Mitzad HaChepza, so this can even be in Chutz Laretz, like in Eretz Yisrael, that we have a din here that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to eat the new grain. So it applies to Chutz Laretz, it applies to Eretz Yisrael. It's not connected to the Tuvos HaOmer, which is, if it was a din in bringing in the Omer, so we asked in the previous shir, so you don't bring Omer from Chutz Laretz, so what's the shaychus of this mitzvah to Chutz Laretz? The answer is that it's not totally legamrei in the Omer, and it stands independently. You already have an Isser even without it. And we can also understand the Mandi Omer, right? So it's Aser until Etzem Yom Hazeh, until Tezayin. We also understand the Mandi Omer, that the Omer can come in Ayoshan. So we asked, according to this, how is it Matir the Omer? If it's coming in Hayoshan, so how is it Matir all the Chodesh? So the answer is that the Isser Chodesh is not connected, not linked necessarily with the Korban HaOmer. Chodesh is permitted even without the Korban HaOmer. So therefore, you can bring the carbon omer minat yashan, and chadash is permitted because it's tazayin. So this iser becomes mutter legamrei behera pnei hamizrach, or la'achar yom hanef, either when it gets light on the 16th, or after yom hanef. Shesman bilvad hu amatir, ve'eno talui b'korbas omer klal. So the time alone is matir, and it's not talui in hakorbas omer. Shazman bilvad hu amatiro. The time is not telling a korbas omer, but there's another iser. It has a different geder, and it's a nisbach lemitzvah hakorbas omer. So, and the inyan is that bevo azman aroy lachilas chadash, you should first be makriv reishis hakotzir lashem. So comes the time for chadash. You're going to eat the chadash. So first, bring the first ktsira to Hashem before you do your eating. And only after achilas kavoa, now the tvua is mutter l'achilas hedyot. And therefore, kol od lo hukrav haomer, aser lechol min achadash. Before that kravas haomer, it's forbidden to eat from the chadash. This iser is not permitted beher amizrach, because the day isn't kovei at all. Rather, the maisa hakrava. So you have two different isurim. You have the iser of chadash, eretzim ayom hazeh. And then you have another iser, which is tali b'hakravas haomer, that it says the mitzvah that, like the Shagasari explained, there's still a lav, because you don't want to cut up the pasuk and say half is talking about a mitzvah, half is talking about a lav. Well, it's talking about lavim, but it's not as usser afterwards. There's still, Torah tells you don't eat it until there's a weaker lav, but still a lav, not to eat it until the actual hakravas haomer, and not mamish biyom. Tazayin. So there's a second gather to the Yisr, and that is Hakrabas HaOmer. So this pasuk of Lechem Bekolei B'Karmel Losoch V'Aretzem Yom Hazeh Araviyachem as Korban Alokechem has two separate Yisurim. So indeed, like the Shagasari says, they're both Yisurei Lav, the Tok from Shavah Zeh LaZeh, and that we call the Yisr Araviyachem LeMitzvah is not to say that it's only an Aseh or it's a Mitzvah in Amuvchar like many people want to understand, rather to say that it's not an Isser Atzmi of Chodosh. The Isser Atzmi of Chodosh is already permitted on the day of Tezayin. Rather, it's another Isser, Shekol Inyano Letzorech Mitzvah. This Isser is Letzorech Mitzvah. Letzorech, we're going to ask you to eat this new grain, Letzorech Mitzvah, in order that you should bring the Karban HaOmer and not eat until then, because you want your first harvesting to be for Hashem. And therefore, Bein Bezman Abayis, or Bein Bezman Azeh, Heira Mizrach is Matir. Just Bezman Abayis, there was a special mitzvah, Lahamtin Me'achilas HaChadosh, Ad Havas HaOmer. There was a special mitzvah to wait from Achilas Chadosh until you actually bring the Omer. But the Omer itself, Ein Bo Koach Lahatir Klal, no Koach at all to be Matir. The Heira Mizrach is Matir the Chadosh. And then you have another mitzvah that's also linked to the Omer, that until you bring the Omer, you also shouldn't eat it, because you want your first harvesting to go to Hashem. And the Gemara says that in this Isser of Miyom HaViyachem, this weaker Isser, there's no place for the Gzeir of Yochanan ben Zakkai to say that we're going to Aser Shalom Bezman Abayis Kol Yom Hanif the entire day, because next year the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt and people are going to eat earlier because last year they ate earlier. No, we're not going to make a special Isser for that, because Bishlema, the Isser Atzmi of Chodesh, there it's Shaykh Bezman Azeh, just like it's Shaykh Bezman Abayis, because you're not allowed to eat it until the Tezayin in the morning. So that we're gonna stick with. But the second Isser, the additional Isser of Chadosh, that's only Noveya mitoch tsuras hakrabas hakarban tchila, havadai shebizman hazeh shein omer harei shein makom l'Isser zeh. But this additional Isser that's totally in the Omer today, there's no Omer, so therefore there's no room for this Isser. So we're not going to make this Isser. Bizman Hazeh. Because the Isser isn't shaykh to the Gufainyan. The Gufainyan is the Isser Chadash. So Bizman Hazeh, we're not going to make an Isser later, because that's not the Etzem Isser Atzmi of Chadash. Because Achar Heir HaMizrach, there's no longer an Isra Chadash. Rather, you just have a carbon to bring. So since there's no carbon to bring Bizman HaZeh, we're not going to make a Gzeira. And we can add that even though these two Isurim, two Inyanim of Zerkrabas Omer, there's an Isur Chadash, they're not necessarily connected, nevertheless, the Pasuk put them together, since Bizman Shatvua Adayin B'Isur Chadash, Yev Shalahakriv Menor was Karban Omer, when the Tvua is still has an Isur of Chadash, you can't be Makriv the Karban Omer. In other words, even though the Karban Omer has to be Reshis HaKotzir, you shouldn't bring it before the time. So therefore it says, first make sure you pass the time, that it's no longer Chadash, and then bring the Karban. Then bring the Omer. Now that's all according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. But according to Rav and Shmuel, Ein Isser Chadash Novea Mishum Isser Atzmi Sheish Bo B'Cheftza. No. The Isser Chadash doesn't flow from the Isser Atzmi that the Cheftza has. The whole Yisod of the Isser is Al Reishis, that you have to bring the first shearings to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And only when the Reishis was brought, then the rest of the Tvua is Mutter Ba'Achila. But even according to this reason, the Isser is not completely linked to the Omer. Even if there's no Omer, nevertheless, Reishis HaKotzir is Kodesh Lashem, and it's not Mutter Ba'Achila until it no longer has a shame of Reishis. So if there's an Omer, then first you bring the Omer. It's not an Isser Atzmi, it's because the Reishis HaKotzir has to be brought to Hashem. If you could bring the Reishis HaKotzir Lashem, great. And if you can't, because there's no Omer, then it can't be Reishis anymore. So therefore, you have to wait until Tezayin, but not before. There are two ways to be Mevatel from Tvuos Aretz, the Shem Reishis. One way is Hakrabas HaReishis LaShem. The second way is to wait until the end of the Tchilas HaKtzira, and then it's no longer called Reishis, and it's no longer called Chadash. Therefore, Rav and Shmuel both say that Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, the Omer is Matir. That since the Reishis HaKotzir, is going to be brought to Hashem, until it has been brought, the Tvua is Aser Ba'Achila. That until the Hakrabas HaOmer, the Tvua is called Reishis. Avol Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, then Heira Mizrach Mutter. So since Shebazman Tchilas HaKtzira El Sofo, the beginning of the harvesting time has come to the end, so now you've passed the beginning of the harvesting time, so what should you do? It's no longer considered Reishis. It's no longer Reishis. Now day of the 16th started, so now your cutting is no longer considered Reishis. Upaka mimenu isuro l'fisha me'ata ina tvua chadasha. It's no longer considered chadash. Anything that you've harvested until now is chadash. But from now on, what you're harvesting isn't chadash anymore. So there are two ways of being matirit, either through the hakrava or through the day that it's no longer considered chadash. And even mizman avayis, if the whole day passed, then you're still cool, because pakim menu is sura, because it's no longer a shadash, as we discussed. The sheet is like that. And they were shown that as long as the whole day passed, you're fine. So you see that isur chadash isn't a composite of two isurim, but rather it's because the tvua is shayach to Hashem, and just the zman ha-het there is what changes, and it's talui if there's an omer or not an omer. But the point is that they both belong to Hashem. So again, according to Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, is an Isser Atzmi. You have an Isser Atzmi on the on the Chavtza. So therefore you're not allowed to eat it until Tazayin. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, and it's not totally in Hakravas HaOmer, there's also there's an additional lav that's connected to Hakravas HaOmer. It's not the Isser of Chadash. It's no longer Chadash after that, and it's just you have to also wait until the Omer is another Inyan. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not an Isser in the Chefza, but rather the Reishis HaKotzir has to be brought to Hashem. So there are two ways of making sure that happens. The first one is that on Tezayin you bring it to Hashem, and now anything else you cut you can use for yourself. Or once, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's not going to be called Reishis anymore. What's brought now is not the beginning. What's brought now is after day breaks. So whatever you cut is no longer considered Reishis. Shuveinu nechshav Reishis, upakav menu isura. So therefore, you're not giving your reishis to yourself. Either way, you're not allowed to give the reishis to yourself. Either you give it first to Hashem, or you wait until it's not reishis anymore. So according to this, we can explain that Isra Chodesh is not given in Chutz Laretz, because all the tvuas and asaros, because they're reishis that are shayach to Gavoah. And even though you can't bring from Tuas Chutz Laretz for the Omer, nevertheless, if we allow a Hedgeo to eat them, it turns out that the Reishis wasn't brought to Hashem, so you can't bring this Reishis to Hashem. But if you eat it yourself, then you're eating Reishis before you brought the Reishis to Hashem. That you can't do either. So therefore you have to wait. Therefore, you have to wait until the Reishis is brought to Hashem. So this Reishis can't be from here, but there has to be a Reishis that's brought to Hashem, and that's going to be from Eretz Yisrael. And that there's a man d'amar that the Omer is kosher lavo men ayashan and lav dafka men achadash. So maybe the pshat is that the Omer, as long as it wasn't brought, it assers the Tvua Chadasha. Why? Because really you should be bringing Lechatchila the Tvua Chadasha. So it's going to asser the Tvua Chadasha, because really the Tvua Chadasha you should be bringing to Hashem. But once you were makriv the Omer from any type of Tvua, so it's not going to asser the Chadash anymore. Now all the Tvua is Mutter Lechila. So at least he brought something to Hashem. So once he brought something to Hashem, so now, even though it's Min HaYashan, but now that's Matir the Chadash. Okay? Have to think about that svara more. The Ikar Nafkamina that comes out of their Machlokas LaHalacha is like about what it says in the Mishnah, the Mishrishu Kodem HaOmer, HaOmer Matiran, Vimla Basurun Achi Yavu Omer Abba. That if there was a Hashrasha before the bringing of the Omer is Matir. And if it didn't take root, then it's usher until the next Omer. In other words, Ein Omer Matir Eles HaTvua Shehoisa Kayemis B'Shas HaKrevasa. The Omer is only Matir, the Tvua, that existed when it was brought. But if it only took root afterwards, so it's considered the next year's Tvua, and the Omer is not Matir. So now what's the din by Tvua that was Mashrish Bein Ha'aris HaMizrach LaKrevasa Omer? What's the din of Tvua that took root between the daytime, the daybreak of Tezayin and the Hakrava? So based on what we said, it would appear as follows, that according to the Man d'Amar, that the Omer is Matir. So this tour is going to become mutter by Kravas HaOmer, because it took root before that Kravas HaOmer. But Laman de Omar, that even Bizman Abayis, Heira Mizrach is mutter, and the waiting until the Omer is only the mitzvah, so Lechora, this Tavua is going to be Usher until the next year, because the Isser hasn't gone away, because the Omer has no koach to be Matir, because the Ha'aras HaMizrach is the Iker Matir, and in that year it hasn't yet been Mashrish. However, the Gemara doesn't make this argument dependent on this Shaila. The Gemara doesn't tell us that. That if you have Tvua that was Mashrish Bein Aris HaMizrach LaHakrabas HaOmer, then it would be Talui. If the Omer is the Matir, then it's Mutter. And if the Yom is Matir, then it's not Mutter. And that's the machlokas, the give and take, in what Reish Lakish said. Reish Lakish said that Mincha Se'omer Shenikmitza Shalo Lishma, Kreva Ve'ena Ne'echeles, it's brought but it's not eaten. The Gemara says, what about Mashki Yisrael? It's Aser Ba'achila. It's not, since it's Nikmitza Shalo Lishma, so it's not a proper carbon of Omer. So how can you be makrivit? Because since we're not allowed to eat it, so it's not mimashki Yisrael. And you're not allowed to bring a carbon with something you're not allowed to eat. So we asked, what does mashki Yisrael have to do with an iser that flows from the fact that it's omid legavoh? Here the word is not that it's not kosher to you. The word is that there's an iser eating it because you have to bring a carbon lashem. So if it's the tzarech gavoah, so we're not necessarily going to aser it. So based on what we said, we understand very well. The Reish Lakish holds in our sugya that the iser chadash is an iser atzmi. And even if not for the omer, there'd be an iser like the iser of orla. So the Gemara says, hey, there's an iser atzmi here. Not only the tzarech gavoah that you have to first be makriv the carbon of omer before you eat the chadash, then you could argue, okay, so this is since the whole issue is the tzarech gavoah because you have to first bring to Hashem, so this is also for Hashem, so it's fine. But no, here it's an iser atzmi, you're not allowed to eat it because it's usher to eat. It's like on kosher until tezayin. And therefore the Gemara answers very well. The Reish Lakish says, Heira Mizrach is Mutter. So the Isser Atzmi is already taken care of. And if you're going to Asser it because of the additional Isser, Mitzad Yaraviachem, so that's only Mitzad Omid Lagavoa. And Pasha Chain Loser B'Shelkach La'Krova, you're not going to Asser it. When the whole Isser, you're not going to say it's not Mashki Yisrael, when the whole Isser is only because it's Omid Legavoah, as we explained at length in the previous shir. But anybody who wants can see the Sefer Beis Matisyahu. It's a very clearly written Sefer, very lucid, so you can look there and you can see how he deals with the rest of the issues that we presented in the previous shir. And we want to give ourselves a baracha. We should be zocha v'lmodu l'lamed l'shmur v'las l'kayim z'kol v'ritz l'amotoros v'hava. And Amir Tashem, we have a lot more to say about the sugya, so please stay tuned. And I ask the Rabbanu Shalom that he give us the life and the simplest time and all that we need in order to continue l'umal du l'lamid l'shmur v'las l'kayim z'kol v'ritz l'amotoros v'hava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.